Ménage à trois. Tonight I dream of my first true love. I found this quote by Victor Hugo that inspired this poem. Trembling like Paris on the brink of an obscure and formidable revolution. It feels like a competition. I lay between the two of them, sweltering like Paris in August. Jean's lanky 6'4" hangs off the foot of the bed. Brett's dancer body, liquid, compact, is curled into mine, his hard knee pressed against my thigh. I'm not sure how I ended up here, in love with the man who wants me to fuck his best friend while he watches. Now the three of us crowd in my too small bed. I stare at a black and white photo of Montmartre on the ceiling. Brett trembles like needle to the pole. Van Morrison's on the radio, having sex in the green grass with the brown-eyed girl. The ceiling fan rotates counterclockwise, but we're all sweating. I should have moved the beds together when my roommate moved out, but it's too late. Now Jean spread my thighs and pinned his best friend against the wall, and now he says nothing while Brett watches him slam into me. I need him to scream, "I love you," again and again like he did before. But Jean's eyes are locked with Brett's. I see what I'm not meant to see. I am disposable. Nothing more than a deep hole. A hot rain pelts the bedroom window. Jean pours into me like runoff. His tears look like raindrops on glass. I turn his face so he can see what he is losing. I want him to watch his best friend as he arches his dancer's back and comes in my mouth. His spasms and arabesque. I pull back my hair and dip my head, trembling like Paris on the brink of an obscure and formidable revolution.